Bibles, turn with me, if you would, please, to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans, chapter 1. I want you to hold your finger there and then turn over to Luke, chapter 2. Romans, chapter 1. Mark it, hold it, and then turn over to Luke, chapter 2. While you're turning there, let me say this. What is the horizon? What is the horizon? The horizon, beloved, is as far as you can see. Am I right? As far as you can see. But you know, there's something beyond your horizon, something that you cannot see. And I want you to keep that in mind as we go into this, because the title of my message today, and it is a Christmas message, is God on the Horizon. Read with me, if you would, from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, the Bible says, "And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Now look with me in the book of Romans, chapter 1. And I'm going to begin reading with verse 1 and read through verse 4. "Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated into the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead." Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for your presence in this house. God, already we felt that presence. God, we praise you and thank you, Lord, that you are here. As God Tabby sung a moment ago, Lord, this is holy ground because you're here, Lord. God, we confess to thee, God, our inability to do anything. We know, God, that, God, we are flesh. And God, Lord, our power is limited. So we need power from on high. Because, God, there are people here, people who are holding their cups up to you and saying, "Father, fill it to overflowing." And, God, I pray that you will today. I pray you'll speak to hearts. I pray we'll learn. I pray we'll grow. But, God, most of all, I pray we'll see Jesus. I pray, God, Lord, that we'll see him lifted up, because, God, if we do, you tell us you'll draw all men unto him. So, God, have your way. Glorify thy Son. God, there be one in this house that's lost. God, save that soul. In Jesus Christ's name, I do pray. Amen. I'm going to stop right here before I preach. Laura Lee had a birthday. Where is Laura Lee? Let's sing happy birthday to Laura Lee, okay? Y'all ready? Alexis had one too? All right, okay. So we got two. Y'all stand up. Come on, so we can sing to you. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. I almost forgot. I am so sorry. But anyway, we got it done. Amen. Boy, you guys got livened up. Look. Y'all hot? Brother, somebody, can you go check? Go turn us on some air or something. Or turn the fans on or something. Okay. I'm going to be like I've been cropping biker up here today. I'm going to tell you that. All right. Okay. Look with me. We're taking the scripture that we just read. 2,000 years ago, a tremendous, tremendous thing happened. In a stable in Bethlehem, a babe was born. And he was laid, beloved, in a manger. Since then, this world, beloved, has never been the same. And today, 2,000 years later, we celebrate that babe, and we call it Christmas. Amen? We call it Christmas. But you know, I'm amazed at how shallow we are sometimes, at how we miss the true meaning of things. Take, for example, beloved, the date of Christmas, December the 25th. Now, I'm not trying to ruin your Christmas. I wouldn't do that for the world. But, beloved, the truth is, Jesus was not born on December the 25th. He wasn't. Now, I've got an idea when I think his birthday or about when his birthday would be, and others have ideas. But the truth is, beloved, we don't know. About all we do know is that he was not born on December the 25th. Because you see, shepherds, beloved, would not have been tending their sheep in the fields in December. They wouldn't have been. But we, in our shallowness, we associate the birth of Christ with December the 25th. Beloved, Christmas, listen to me, is not a date. It's not a date. Christmas is the celebration of Christ's birth. Amen? Of his birth. And you can do that on December the 25th or July the 25th. Amen? Amen? Beloved, Christmas is worshiping the Savior that was born. Beloved, you people who went out this past week giving out fruit baskets and singing Christmas carols, you were celebrating Christmas. You were celebrating the birth of Christ. And guess what? It wasn't December the 25th, was it? It wasn't. You folks, beloved, who came to the Christmas play last Sunday night, beloved, you were worshiping the babe that was born, and it wasn't December the 25th. What I'm saying is, beloved, if you regulate Christmas to a date, you've missed it. You've missed it. Christmas is not December the 25th. Christmas is any time you worship the Christ that was born. The Christ that was born. We should have been celebrating Christmas all year long, amen? Because he came and he died for us. Now it's the same with the reason that Christ came. The reason for Christmas. You know, we've taken something wonderful and we've made it so shallow. See, people say Jesus came to bring peace on earth. I've heard that over and over and over. In these past few weeks. Peace. He came to bring peace on earth. Peace between men. Beloved, if you believe that, you missed it. You missed it. Christ did not. Now follow me. Christ did not come to bring peace between men or between nations. In fact, Jesus said himself, I am not come to bring peace, but a sword. But a sword. Beloved, he came to bring peace, listen to me, toward men. Toward men. What does the Bible say? On earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Beloved, you see, on one side was God, and on the other side was fallen, sinful man. And Jesus came to bring peace from God toward man. Amen. Toward man. Goodwill from God. Toward man. In other words, beloved, he came that we might be reconciled to God. Our sins, beloved, made us enemies of God. And he came, beloved, that we might be reconciled to God. Jesus didn't come, beloved, to cause men to put down swords against other men. Jesus came, beloved, he came so God could put down his sword toward us. Toward us. Oh, how shallow we are sometimes. Do you know what Christmas is about? I want you to follow me close and don't get up and leave. It's not about a babe in a manger. It's not about beloved angels singing. It's not about wise men. It's not about nativity scenes. It's not about beloved shopping and presents. It's not about, sorry Joe, Christmas trees. It's not about beloved Santa Claus. That's shallow. Beloved, it's about, listen to me, the incarnation. It's about God taking a body of flesh and becoming a man. God took a body of flesh, beloved. Now, there are several reasons that God did that. We're going to talk about the main one next week. But, beloved, one reason that he did that is so that you and I, so man could comprehend what God is about. Beloved, God, listen, was invisible to us. So God, beloved, took a body of flesh so that we could see, so that we could understand. You say, preacher, you got scripture for that? Colossians 1:15, listen to this. He, Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God. Amen. John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father. That's what Christmas is about. The Word being made flesh, God being made flesh. In our text, Romans chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, the Bible says this. And it says, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh and declared to be the Son of God. Now listen to me. Beloved, that word declared is the Greek word, haruzo. And it's the word that we get the word horizon from. Horizon. In other words, listen. He who was beyond the horizon came, beloved, to the horizon so that we could see him. So that we could see him. To show us what was he came to the horizon so we could see him. To show us what was beyond the horizon. That's what Christmas is. That's what it's about. You see, the horizon is as far as man can see, beloved. But God is beyond the horizon. So the incarnation is God coming to the horizon so I can see Him, so you can see Him. That's what Christmas is. God, beloved, in the form of Jesus, coming to the horizon so we can see God. Let me illustrate to you. Brother Travis, where you at? All right, Brother Travis, I want him to go into the vestibule. Go in the vestibule, Brother Travis. Now, look, that back wall is my horizon, okay? That's as far, beloved, as I can see. And I can't see Travis. Even though he's peeping through the window and I really can. I can't see Travis, okay? I can't see him. Now, Travis, come through the door. Now I can see him. Now I can see him. Beloved, that's what Jesus did. When he was born in that manger, God took a body of flesh. God came to our horizon so that we could see him. Jesus, beloved, is the invisible God, not seen by us, coming to our horizon so that we can see him.
Amen.
That's what Christmas is, folks. God coming to our horizon so we can see Him. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean? It means, listen, if I want to know God, if I want to comprehend God, beloved, I just have to look at Jesus. I just have to look at Him. He's God in a body of flesh. I look at Jesus. What do I see? I see perfection. He was perfect. He was sinless. He never did wrong, beloved. No guile was found in Him. So Jesus is perfect. That means what? God is perfect. Amen? I look at Jesus and I see love. He loves sinners. He loved, beloved, the downtrodden. He loved, beloved, the hurting. He loved the world. In fact, He loved it so much that He was willing, beloved, to die for it. He loved me so much. He loved you so much that He was willing to die for you and me. I look at Jesus and I see compassion. Beloved, He had compassion on the hurting. He had compassion on the sick. He had compassion on the needy and on the poor and on the lost. And I look at myself and I'm hurting and I'm sick, beloved. I'm sin sick and I'm needy and I'm spiritually poor and I was lost, beloved. And He had compassion on me. On me. I look at Jesus and I see the Lamb of God. The sacrifice for my sin. Beloved, I see Him dying in my place. I see the spikes driven through His hands. I see Him hung up between heaven and earth. I see the agony on His face. I see, beloved, His blood flowing down. And I see Him dying in my place, bearing my sin debt, taking all my guilt. And all my shame and all my pain, my debt to God, taking it on Himself. Oh, beloved, I look at Jesus and I see all that God is. All that God is. He came to my horizon so I could see how God is. And when I look at Him, I see that God is holy and perfect and loving and kind and merciful and just and compassionate and forgiving, willing to sacrifice His own Son, willing to give His own life. Amen. That I might be saved. I'd never understood that if God hadn't come to my horizon. I'd have never understood that, would you? I'd have never understood that. What does it mean? It means that, beloved, if I want to know what's beyond the horizon, all I have to do is ask Jesus. That's all. Now, y'all follow me close in this. Travis, where you at? Just stand right there in the door. No, I mean, open the door. Stand right there in the door. I can't see beyond that wall. But, beloved, Travis, listen. I can't see what. Can you tell me what's on the other side of that wall? Look around there and tell me. And what else? And what else? Anything else? Leonard's back there somewhere, I know. Okay. Okay. But he can look on the other side. And he can tell me everything that's on the other side that I can't see. Beloved, when Jesus was born, He came to our horizon. So He can tell us, listen to me, He can tell us, beloved, what's beyond the horizon, what these earthly eyes cannot behold and cannot see. He can tell us what we can't say. Hey, I don't have to know if I know the one who knows. Amen? I don't have to see if I know the one who sees. Amen? I don't have to understand if I know the one who understands. Beloved, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to our horizon. And now He tells us what we can't see. He tells us what's beyond our sight. Amen. And what is it? What is it that Jesus sees beyond the horizon? Lord, what do you see? Jesus says, I see heaven. I see heaven. I see gates of pearl and walls of jasper and streets of gold. And I see a place where there's no sorrow and no hurt and no pain and no death and no troubles and no trials. I see a place where there's no worry anymore. In my Father's house, Jesus said, are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. Jesus said, I see Isaac and Abraham and Jacob. I see them. I see them over there. I see all the saints of old. I see them. I see Grady over there and Nellie Gray over there. I see Miss Jodine over there and Miss Mildred over there and Miss Burse over there and all of those that we've lost, beloved. He says, I see them on the other side. And all, they're rejoicing around the throne of God. Around the throne of God. See, folks, I can't see heaven. But the one I see, Jesus, He tells me what's over there. What's over there? Oh, let me tell you, I praise God for Bethlehem. I praise God for that babe that was laid in a manger, because it was God Himself. It was God Himself. I can't see the reason why. But Jesus, beloved, on the horizon, listen, He can. He can. Lord, I can't see why that 5-year-old child that we talked about Wednesday night in Wilson is dying from cancer. I can't see why. I can't understand. But you know what? Jesus can. Jesus can. I can't see why, beloved. I don't have to understand if I can see the one who understands. I don't understand why Miss Poodle has to suffer so. Miss Poodle has a lot of problems, a lot of pain, a lot of things that she's going through. I don't understand why Linda's mama and sister have been through so much and suffered so. But I don't have to understand, beloved. If I can see the one who understands, I don't have to understand. I can't see why our ladies had to lose their lifelong companions, like Miss Poodle has, like Mama did, like, I mean, over and over and over again, and hurt so and suffer so and miss them so. Miss Gladys. I don't understand it. I can't see why beloved godly parents have their hearts tore out by children who won't obey. I can't see why Miss Dot had to lose two babies. Two, won't it, Miss Dot? Two babies. Two of her children. Why did she have to hurt so? Why did she have to cry? Can you see, Jesus? Can you see? Then that's all I need to know. That's all I need to understand. Because He can see. Because He understands. See, He came to be on my horizon. Thank God I know somebody who understands. Who understands. He came to our horizon. We can't see, beloved, the way out. But let me tell you, Jesus can. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. This old world is so full of hurt and so full of sorrow and so full of pain and so full of trouble and trial. And we don't know the way out. But Jesus says, I'm the way. I'm the way. I'm the way. Jesus said, take my hand and I'll see you through it. Come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden. I'll give you rest, he said. I'll give you rest. I can't see what's beyond the horizon, but Jesus can. And he tells me there's a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. He tells me, beloved, there's salvation, beloved, in him if we'll just believe on him. He tells me, beloved, that one day we're going to walk those streets of gold and I'm going to see my mom and daddy again. And all those dear saints that have gone. I don't have to see. If I can see the one who can. Who can. I don't have to understand. If I can see the one who understands. I don't have to know. If I can see the one who knows. Is this making any sense to y'all? Do you understand what I'm saying? He came, and because he came, beloved, he knows and he understands. And all we got to do is just trust him. Just trust him. Amen. Just trust him. That's what Christmas is. That's what it's about. Not nativity scenes or shopping at the mall. Not Christmas trees or Santa Claus. It's about God coming to earth in the form of a man. It's about God coming to our horizon so that we can see and comprehend him, so that we can know, beloved, what's beyond that horizon. So through him, beloved, we can be reconciled to God. Amen. Do you know him? Do you know him? If you haven't received him as your Lord and Savior, then brethren, you've missed it. I don't care how many Christmas carols you sing or how many nativity scenes you visit. If you haven't received him, brother, you've missed it. You've missed what Christmas is all about. It's all about. Do you know the one who's come on the horizon? Because only he can show you what's beyond. What's beyond. I remember the first Christmas Martha and I had when we got saved. Boy, it was so different than anyone we'd ever had, hadn't it, Martha? I mean, I can't explain it to you. All I can tell you is we didn't understand what Christmas was about. Until we got saved. And oh boy, Christmas came alive to us, brother. It came alive. And I remember leading a person to the Lord not long after that first Christmas. And me and Martha sit down with him and we said, man, let me tell you something. When Christmas comes around this year, it's going to be so special. It's going to be something like you've never experienced before. Because now you're going to see the one. Now you see the one who came on your horizon. Maybe you're here and maybe you've received him. Maybe you're like me. And you say, God, I just can't thank you enough that there's one on the horizon, Jesus, that he came. And Lord, because he understands, I don't need to. And Lord, because he sees, I don't need to. And Lord, because he's been there and back, and he's made a way for me. I just want to praise you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I'll spend all eternity beyond the horizon with him in that wonderful place called heaven. I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. I came out here Monday. I came to step off our church because at that time all they had was the stakes. And I was stepping that yard off out there, stepping the church off. And every step I took, I thought of Mama. Mama. How many times Nellie Gray and myself cut that grass. See, I'd load up my lawnmower and come out here and cut it 1 week. Mama would come out here and she'd load up her lawnmower the next week and cut it. I don't know, Martha, 2 or 3 years, won't it? At least 3 years. We cut that grass. And now we're building a church on it. A church that she wanted so bad to see. And I'm going to tell you, I broke down right out there. I just broke down. But then I thought, Lord, it's Christmas. It's when we celebrate Jesus coming. And because he came, my mama's seeing something a lot more beautiful than a new church. She's seeing heaven and all that it means and all that it is. And she's seeing loved ones who've gone on before. And beloved, even as I stopped and thought and the tears still running down, they changed from tears of sadness. Tears of joy because Jesus stepped into our horizon. I don't know. I believe Mama can see. I believe those who have gone on witness us and can see us. But I know one thing. What she's seeing out here is nothing compared to what she's seeing where she is. Oh, I don't know. I'd want to look down here if I could see that. If I could see that. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful that God stepped into your horizon, declared the Son of God, stepped into our horizon, the Son of God. I want you to stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. We invite you to come for whatever reason. What a God, what a God, what a God. What a great God we serve. Christmas is God on the horizon. On the horizon. Won't you come? Won't you come? You know, we all got loved ones who've gone on. And Christmas is hard down here. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's wonderful where they are. Aren't you thankful for that? Aren't you thankful? Come and let's praise God together. Come on. Come on. Come on. Won't you come? Miss Mildred, Miss Geraldine, they love to talk about heaven. They loved it. Miss Burse. They loved it. Now they're there. Now they're there. Beyond our sight, but not beyond His. Not beyond His. Not beyond His. I wonder, you may be seated, heads bowed and eyes closed. I wonder if there's anybody in this church or at this altar, and you say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. I'm not saved. I don't know that I'm saved." Would you lift that hand, and we'll pray with you. We'll show you how you can know. Anyone, anywhere, in your seat or at the altar. Going to go to the Lord in prayer, praying for these who come.